The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. This week, we've been following the story of Saul and David. Saul, as you know, was the king of Israel, and they had a battle with the Philistines, with Goliath, and David volunteered to fight Goliath. He killed him, and then he became so popular that Saul became jealous of David and started wanting to kill him. And he tried to kill him many times, and each time, David had the opportunity to kill Saul, but he did not. Because to him, he was God's chosen one to be the king of Israel, and how can he kill God's anointed one? Finally, Saul and his son Jonathan are killed in a battle. And when the news comes to David, instead of rejoicing, finally he got rid of his enemy because David and his men were fugitives running away trying to hide from Saul. David mourns Saul and his son Jonathan. And he calls on all in his nation to mourn the loss of their king. I'm sure many people thought he is out of his mind. Why is he mourning the death of his enemy, the one who was trying to kill him, although he wasn't the one who brought his death? Same thing with Jesus. He calls the people to open their minds to look at things in a different way on the relationship with God in a new light, and his family and relatives think he is out of his mind and they want to seize him. Many people today think the same thing about the church, that she is out of her mind. Why do they speak up for the unborn children? Why do they speak up for the dignity of human life, even for those murderers who deserve to have capital punishment and the church wants to save their lives? Why do they care about euthanasia? Many people today, including Catholics, think the church is out of her mind. She should say yes to all of these things. I think it's something we should take pride in, that the world thinks we are out of our mind, because that's what they thought of Jesus. There's a higher principle here, and that principle is what's God's will for us, God's plan for us. As our opening reading spoke about, God is the one who gives life and takes life, whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not. Again, it all depends on how we see God, how do we understand our relationship with God, and God's role in our lives. Do we see a role for God, or we want to do things our way? We want to be in control and make our own decisions, even when it comes to life and death. Yeah, it's a crazy teaching, but God's wisdom is not our wisdom. And God's ways are not our ways.